had sheep and mud to do.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, we. Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, they had cattle, hogs, sheep.
All that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What'd they call the sheep, the male and the female sheep?
Ram and the ewe.
And what about the cows? Where'd they keep them? Did they keep them in a barn or?
Well, they put them in the barn to milk them, but they were, we had to, you know, we didn't have stock balls back when I was a kid, but they just run out, you know. You had a fence around your what you farmed, and the others, they had the whole cattle and hogs, and then had the run of the country then. Had to put a bell on them, go out, listen for them.
Is that how you find them? They had a bell on
them? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wonder, you know, it seems like if they wander around, they get lost or.
Yeah, my grandmother remember. And the fence ran up around the side of the road. And in wintertime, the hogs start building their bed in that corner of that fence.
Mm-hmm.
And grandma would say, boys, you better get you in the woods. It's going to be bad weather. The hogs are building on the bed. It's mm-hmm. not that way, too.
How about that? So when did they start having them fenced in, do you remember?
No, I don't know what the year it was.
Uh-huh.
Back several years.
After you moved away from the farm, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know where, I don't know where it changed before we moved, man. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they call that the range, were they?
Just free range, yeah. Free range.
Yeah.
Free range is what it's called, yeah. Had your hogs and cattle all run out. They had a brand. You'd brand them so you'd know what is yours.
Otherwise, everybody fight over them, I guess, wouldn't they? So, you didn't have a pen that you might keep the hogs in.
I did. We did run them and fatten them, yeah.
Put
them up and fatten them while we put them in the pen.
What'd you call that?
Pig pen.
Just a pig pen? Just keep them there long enough to get them fattened up.
Yeah.
Do you ever have any place that out in the field you might fence the cows in to milk them or?
No, they come into the barn.
They came into the barn. Do you have a lot or yard around the barn?
Yeah.
What was that called? Oh.
Barnyard, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Did the barn have a, what was it like on the inside?
Had what now?
The barn. On the inside of the barn? Do you have different parts of it?
Oh yeah, you'd have to have stalls for cow or couldn't put two together where they had horns for the horn. Yeah, they had separate stalls, yeah.
For the cows.
Yeah. Well, mules are cattle too. Steers, what we call steers, was what we they had a big yoke, you know, you put on them and work them. We plowed the steers more than we did the mare.
Oh, that wasn't cows.
No, it was cows. The steers was, they call the female a bull until he's castrated, and then that's called a steer right after that, you know. They worked them like that.
Oh, okay.
They turned them out and let them graze and then work them. It grew up easy. And it was to try to raise food, keep mules and things.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't turn them out very well.